because I wasn't really mixing too well. You know, I was saying mother, father. So I had to learn how to say ma, you know. I had to learn how to say daddy, you know. Sister instead of sister, you know. I had to learn how to say those things because, you know, I kind of like the fact that the grammar is not broken, you know, with the kids up here, because it's helping my kids, because my kids started out in the city. So when they got here, you know, the kids around here were looking at them like, oh, they get old. But I'm glad that they're learning the parts of speech and how to talk, because they needed that. You know, that was a time that I used correct English. It has its advantages. I like the peace and quiet at night here. I like the tranquility of that. I like the fact that the service here, you know, especially the emergency response, you know, systems. You call 911 before you can hang up the phone. They there, you know. I had an asthma attack back in 1989, and I was in Southeast Atlanta. Let's just say they ain't got there yet. there are things that I miss about the city, but there are a lot of things about Roswell that I just really, really like. I really love. I think our white folk need a wake up call. A big wake up call, because we don't owe them nothing. And that's kind of what you get here. Here, if you're black, you get this attitude from some. It's not all. That's just like not all blacks are bad, not all whites are bad, but you kind of get this basic attitude from the whites that live here. That me first, you know, and I'm superior, you know, I'm better than you, you know. That from how they treat you when you're driving down the street to how they treat you when you if a white person driving through Canton Street, they gonna stand on the sidewalk and wait till that white person pass through. But if a black person driving through Canton Street, they gonna step out there and dare you to hit them, you know, and will point their fingers at you, you know. So I remember telling our pastor, I said, you know, y'all gonna have to pray for me, you know, moving back to Roswell, because somebody needs to get up in the square and make a public announcement that us been free long time now. free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. So, you know, I just really think that a lot is to be said about, or a lot needs to be done about the multicultural relations here. Because the Mexicans are treated pretty bad, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, heck, girl, the black folk treat the Mexicans bad up here. That is so funny to me.
Really?
Yes. They have been stereotyped. You know, the Mexicans steal. Everybody steal.
Yeah, it ain't that long since people got themselves.
Hello. They stink. Wasn't that long ago when they thought we stink, you know, so. That's funny to me. I call them, and pardon my French, but I call, my heart goes out to them because I say they're the new niggas, mm-hmm. You know, because we have fooled ourselves into believing that we really have overcome. And we got a long way to go.
Wow.
I ain't take up too much time,
Middle. No. We still got a lot of time to go, but that's interesting because I guess Roswell was just black and white.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
It was just black and white, and the truth of the matter is, we were the lower class. You know, we were the